Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you're sharing this special time with me today. The Olympic Games will begin in a few days, which will provide all of us with a very powerful opportunity to add to the light of the world. For millennia, the Company of Heaven have been waiting for humanity to awaken enough to remember that we are actually sons and daughters of God, and that we are on earth during this auspicious moment to transmute our human miscreations and to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. We have all made a heart commitment to help humanity reclaim our path of divine love, which was our natural state of being prior to our fall into separation and duality. And this is true whether we're currently aware of that covenant with God or not. It's important for all of us to understand that the beings of light cannot do this for us. They can only amplify our efforts once we invoke their divine intervention. Humanity created the negative situations that have resulted in all of the pain and suffering on Earth. We did this, often inadvertently, through the free will choice to misuse our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Consequently, we alone are responsible for invoking the light of God that will transmute our human miscreations, thus reclaiming the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the sons and daughters of God, as well as Mother Earth. With this knowing, a plan has been set into motion that will take advantage of the powerful celestial alignments and solar flares that are flooding the earth during this awesome summer of 2012. This plan requires that people around the world create a collective cup of consciousness, which will open a portal of light through which the light of God will flow to transmute the surfacing negativity and to pave the way for the birthing of a new renaissance of divine love, which is scheduled to occur during the 26th celebration of Harmonic Convergence in August. The only positive event that has the potential of drawing the global focus of humanity's attention in the numbers necessary to transmute the degree of negativity that's being pushed to the surface all over the world at this time is the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games are truly a global event, and they draw the attention of an estimated 4.5 billion people during the 17 days of competition. The Olympic Games symbolically demonstrate the family of humanity setting aside our differences while we come together to attain our highest level of excellence. This is the perfect thought form and the perfect intention needed in order to form the cup of humanity's collective consciousness that will magnetize a powerful enough influx of light to quickly transmute our human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface all over the planet. The Olympic Games will begin with the opening ceremonies on July 27th, this Friday, and the cup of humanity's collective consciousness will build in momentum through the closing ceremonies, which will take place on August 12, 2012. We have the ability to set the divine intention for the energy, vibration, and consciousness that will be expressed by every single person who tunes his or her attention to the Olympic Games anytime during that 17 days of competition. All we have to do is invoke the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and then ask that aspect of our own divinity to gather the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and the beliefs that are associated with the Olympic Games, and purify them with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame. Then we can ask that that collective energy be utilized to transmute our human miscreations, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into perfection that we experienced prior to humanity's fall from grace. The Company of Heaven has been given permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. That means that every call we make will be the same as 1,000,000 people invoking the same thing. Just imagine what a powerful difference it will make when hundreds of thousands or millions or even billions of people around this planet are making invocations on behalf of all humanity to transmute the surfacing negativity. This is a cosmic moment in the evolution of this planet, and we are powerful beyond our knowing. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we express is qualified with whatever we are empowering it with. So we have the ability to either add to the light of the world with every expression or the shadows, depending on what we're thinking and feeling. So please do not let this opportunity pass you by. This moment in time is going to be an adventure for all of us. And we have all been preparing for a very long time, actually lifetimes, to fulfill our unique facet of this unfolding divine plan. We are being called this summer to greater service by the Company of Heaven, and the opportunities that are unfolding before us day by day will astound and often elate us if we pay attention and grasp the opportunity. Every moment we are being given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life, not only for ourselves, our families, and our loved ones, but for all humanity. Now, I know that may sound grandiose, but we really do have greater ability to change the circumstances of the world than we've ever realized. And the time for us to use that divine power is now. So as you tune in and listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through the collective cup of our consciousness, we're going to co-create the matrix for the collective cup of humanity's consciousness that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet during the Olympic Games. Remember, we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life, as well as those manifesting all over the planet. So as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that we are one with all life, and as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The information and the invocation and visualizations we're going to be sharing today have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but extremely challenging times on Earth. So as we move forward together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment, so open your heart and mind and be here now. Even though there are a lot of confusing things that are being shared about what will happen in 2012. The Company of Heaven has assured us that the end result of this cosmic moment, what will take place this year, will move the earth and all life evolving upon her into higher frequencies of God's infinite perfection. It is not the end of the world. This will result in very positive changes for each of us individually and for all humanity collectively, as well as the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and all life evolving on this planet. I know that many light workers are really feeling overwhelmed as this energy is surfacing at such an accelerated pace. But regardless of outer appearances, we know within the deepest recesses of our hearts that we are going to be God victorious. This is our commitment. This is the tenacity and the convincing affirmative knowing that we must move forward with. Everything we need to serve the light on behalf of our fellow human beings and all life on this planet is already within us, and we've already fulfilled our divine plans in some time frame or dimension, knowing and assuring that we have the absolute ability to be God victorious with every facet of the divine plan that we participate in. When we join our hearts and minds together, we are invincible. This is the level of heart commitment that we're being asked to reach at this time by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The Company of Heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to amplify our every effort 1,000 times 1,000-fold. That's 1,000,000. 1,000 times 1,000-fold. At this very moment, our I Am presence is increasing the frequency of vibration within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can endure in every 24-hour period. This is sometimes why we feel so stressed out. This may feel a little intense for our bodies, but it is enabling us to receive higher frequencies of light than we've ever experienced. Remember, light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based miscreations of our human egos that are being pushed to the surface in our lives and all over the planet to be healed and transmuted back into light. The more light that we can project into this surfacing negativity, the faster it will be transmuted, and the sooner the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love will tangibly begin to manifest in our lives. The Olympic Games are providing us with a magnificent opportunity to catapult this process forward at warp speed. And with all of the amplified influx of light from the various celestial alignments and the unprecedented solar flares that we are experiencing on Earth, we are truly more powerful in this ability than we've been able to express since prior to our fall from grace. After decades of tenacious work by millions of light workers in every conceivable location on Earth, we have now reached a critical mass, a tipping point that will allow the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love to begin physically manifesting. And all we have to do to accelerate that process into the here and now is to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity that has to be cleared in order to make way for these patterns of perfection. So pay attention to the positive things that are being brought to your awareness, and you'll confirm to yourself this truth. Don't just focus on the bombardment of the negativity that is designed to polarize people and to perpetuate fear and separation that's being implemented by our human egos. Focus instead on the evidence of positive changes that are happening everywhere. Remember, where your attention is, there you are. So it is time for us to empower only what we want to create in our lives, not the things that we don't want. So today we're going to join our hearts and minds with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. We're also going to join hearts and minds with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Together we will co-create the matrix which will form the collective cup of humanity's consciousness that will cradle the entire planet Earth during the Olympic Games. Then we will invoke the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and help to clear the surfacing negativity that is overwhelming so many people at this time. We will also invoke the light of God to assist our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity to lift their heads above the confusion so that they will be able to remember that they are beloved sons and daughters of God and they are not just their fragmented, fear-based human egos. Once they remember who they are and why they have volunteered to be on Earth during this cosmic moment, they will join the legions of light workers on this planet who are moving this planet forward in leaps and bounds. So let's join together now for some powerful invocations and visualizations that have been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. As we participate in these invocations with deep feeling, know that we are joining in consciousness with light workers around the world who are participating with us. I will state these visualizations in the first person so that we will all experience them personally and individually. But we are all one, so it is important for us to know that as we invoke these experiences for ourselves, we are also serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And we are invoking this activity of light through the mighty I Am presence of every person evolving on this sweet earth. Now our I Am presence always works in perfect alignment with our divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So these energies will reflect through each person in perfect alignment with their divine plans. Now we set the divine intention for the energy, vibration, and consciousness that will be expressed by every single person who turns his or her attention to the Olympic Games during the 17 days of competition. As one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and the entire company of heaven. Beloved ones, I ask that you gather up day by day, moment by moment, every electron of precious life energy that is expressed in any way during the Olympic Games. Purify that energy with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The violet flame that is expanded to the intensity and might of 1,000 suns. I ask that every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief associated with the Olympic Games be purified by the power and might of 1,000 suns within this violet flame. Then I ask that this energy be utilized to transmute humanity's surfacing human miscreations, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, back through all time frames and dimensions, to our initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. beloved company of heaven, I ask now that you create a collective chalice, the cup of humanity's collective consciousness, the matrix that is cradling the entire planet Earth. I ask that this chalice of light be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, until the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games, a moment when it will be secured in through and around every particle of life on this planet to create the open portal of light through which the light of God will flow throughout the Olympic Games to transmute humanity's surfacing negativity, paving the way for the birthing of our renaissance of divine love. Now, beloved company of heaven, I ask that you amplify these invocations and visualizations 1,000 times 1,000-fold. I accept with deep appreciation and gratitude that every call I make will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Consequently, it will be the same as 1,000,000 people joining in unison with me as one heartbeat, one voice, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love. I am invoking the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I invoke my Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Beloved ones, come forth now. Please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower these invocations 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing these fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of God's infinite perfection. Beloved, I am. Look into my life and the lives of all humanity, and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever, through all time frames and dimensions. Beloved ones, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have released throughout our earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved, I am. I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged us in any way, and balance all debts owed to us by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God, I am, and so it is. I am co-creating now the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Through the divinity pulsating in my heart, I consecrate my life now to the establishment of my covenant with God. I clearly know and understand, through the new level of unity consciousness that is now flooding the earth, that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. I begin with me, but I know that simultaneously I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, for we are all one, and I realize now that as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I am my I Am Presence, and I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's light and divine love as I sojourn through my earthly experiences. I am manifesting perfection in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am co-creating loving relationships in my life. I am fulfilling my divine purpose and reason for being. And I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am fulfilling my divine potential as a beloved son or daughter of God, as a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or man, as a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a steward of the earth, a teacher, a way-shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of the new earth. I am a living example of divine trust, love, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am open to the divine guidance of my I Am Presence and the legions of light in the realms of truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and the elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. I now invoke the full gathered momentum of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, that would in any way interfere with or prevent these patterns of perfection that I have just invoked for the new earth from manifesting tangibly in the world of form. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept that these patterns for the new earth are victoriously manifesting now, even as I speak. In God's most holy name, I am. I now invoke the Goddess of Liberty, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet. The Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the east. The Goddess of Freedom, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the south. And the Goddess of Victory, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the west. I invoke the Silent Watchers, the Mighty Guardians, and the Cosmic Beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the new earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most intensified cleansing activity of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart to full breadth, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth is capable of receiving at this moment. The violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and begins to blaze in, through, and around all inharmonious actions on this planet, all lower human consciousness, all the obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Blazing in through and around every electron of precious life energy, reflecting humanity's human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface at this moment to be transmuted back into light. Through the power of God's infinite perfection, the solar violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. The silent watchers over every country, every state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet now reach out their great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame. Each person, through his or her I Am presence, understands the full importance of this sacred gift of violet flame now being offered by our Father, Mother, God, to help free humanity from all of our human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these places great force fields of fifth dimensional solar violet fire, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, this solar violet flame begins to expand and expand and expand through every person's heart flame. As it merges with the immortal victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart, it expands into a tremendous starburst of light, enveloping the entire planet Earth, transforming this planet into a violet amethyst sun of infinite light, pulsating with the power and might of a thousand suns. Beloved legions of light who are associated with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection, join now with the entire company of heaven for this unprecedented activity of purging and cleansing for beloved Mother Earth and all her life. Legions of light, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every expression through their thoughts and feelings reflects a deep reverence for all life. Legions of light, now blaze the light of a thousand suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their own I Am Presence. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, and universities, through all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Legions of light, now blaze the light of a thousand suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of a thousand suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, integrity, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the physical, etheric, mental and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And beloved ones, finally blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I go within to the secret place of the Most High Living God that is pulsating within my heart. As I focus my attention on the immortal victorious threefold flame in my heart, I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence expands into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And the vibration of every electron of my earthly bodies begins to accelerate in vibration. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am Presence. And I surrender and release into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity. I breathe in deeply again. And as I exhale, I realize that I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the entire company of heaven. I am one with the infinite realms of illumined truth, and I am one with the mighty I Am Presence of all humanity. Through this acknowledgement, my earthly bodies become shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being becomes lighter, and I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane. All illusions drop away, and I transcend into the higher vibrations of God's infinite perfection. And as I do, I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I remember this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins to flow into my consciousness, and I am lifted higher and now higher into the realms of illumined truth. I now experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. I revel in their exquisite light. And as I do, my Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy and divine love, wonder and awe. She has at long last returned to Earth and her beloved children. As a special gift to me and to all of her beloved children, our Mother God now awakens within each of us a remembrance of our purpose and reason for being on Earth during this cosmic moment. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life to the fulfillment of my individual divine plan. And through me, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child does the same, in perfect alignment with each one's highest good. A sacred truth begins to reverberate through my heart flame, and it flows into my conscious mind. I begin to remember deep within the recesses of my heart that I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and rebirth of beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of God dwells within me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and order of the universe. I realize now that without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do, I will do now with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize and I know and understand that nothing is insignificant. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, for the opportunity to be in physical form during this monumental moment of Earth's ascension. I am so thankful to be right where I am right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. I am recognizing my true worth, and I now go forth with uplifted determination. I see within my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God pulsating within my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I now know who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to Earth to love all life free. Through the activity of my daily life, through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, so I shall. From this moment forth, I am in control of my emotions, and nothing will disturb my peace of mind. I daily and hourly monitor my words, thoughts, feelings, actions, and beliefs because I realize they are all powerful and they will bring their effect into my life. I now know that I am co-creating my life experiences. I let my family and friends know that they are a vital and significant part of my life, and I am as enthusiastic about their accomplishments as I am about my own accomplishments. I speak of health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, and I magnify the positive side of every situation, no matter how small. I am so involved with improving myself each day that I do not have time to notice or criticize the shortcomings of others. I give thanks for every circumstance in every move of my life, for I know in true heart-lifting thanks I can reach that faith which removes mountains. I quiet myself for a few minutes each morning, empty my mind of all thoughts, and listen for the voice of my I Am Presence for guidance and illumination. I am a radiating center of love, peace, happiness, and harmony. I think only of the best, speak only of the best, do only the best, and expect only the best. Every day I give a smile to every living creature I meet, for I know every impulse for a thoughtful act, every single smile given from a heart filled with love, every kind word spoken when a hasty word would have been so much easier, is a small gift of love I am able to return for the many blessings I have received. I now engulf every electron of precious life energy evolving on this sweet earth with the essence of pure divine love, sealing in through and around every particle of life the matrix that will hold the portal open for the influx of life that will occur during the Olympic Games. I accept and know that the transmutation that takes place during the Olympic Games and the influx of divine love will create a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, paving the way for the birthing of our renaissance of divine love, which will occur on the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 11th through the 16th, of this year, 2012. I accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished with full power, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. I accept this God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, with full power, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath I take. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Beloved ones, I want to thank you for your willingness to be an instrument of God and serve as the open door during this very, very powerful time of the Summer Olympics. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email article that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. Thank you for joining with me today. Please join with us again next week as we continue adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.